You know that feeling like you're constantly being pulled in two different directions? You want to show up to work with focus and excellence, and you want to be fully present with your family. But no matter how hard you try, it always feels like one side loses. What if that tension isn't proof that you're doing it wrong or that there's a problem, but it's proof that you're living a full and meaningful life? In this episode, we are flipping the script of competing priorities, especially the ones between your career and your home. And I'll show you why this tug of war is actually your greatest teacher, how it can sharpen your focus, strengthen your confidence, and help you make decisions you won't regret. Because balance isn't about doing everything perfectly. It's about learning to hold on to what matters most with peace, clarity, and trust. If you've ever thought, I just want to feel good about both, this episode is one that you don't want to miss. Are you ready? Let's get to it. Welcome to the Ambitious and Balanced Working Moms Podcast, your go-to resource for integrating your career ambitions with life as a mom. I'm distilling down thousands of coaching conversations I've had with working moms just like you, along with my own personal experience as a mom of two, and sharing the most effective tools and strategies to help you quickly feel calm, confident, and in control of your ambitious working mom life. You ready? Let's get to it. Hello, hello, working moms. We're going to start a little series over the next few weeks where we are going to reframe some really common beliefs and mindsets that I hear so many working moms have, that they struggle with, and to be honest, they're holding them back. And so reframing is a tool that I use a lot in coaching to help my clients essentially find a different perspective. Now, you have heard me on this podcast talk about sort of a flashlight versus a floodlight view, and that's essentially what we're doing here is we're opening up a floodlight to another perspective that you can have that's more useful to you, right? That makes you feel good. Because the way we think about something is never right or wrong. It's a perspective. And you always have control over what perspective you decide to have. For example, I remember when I went back from maternity leave to my full-time job, that was now almost 11 years ago. I can't even imagine that. We had selected a daycare for my daughter to be at, and it killed me. The guilt that I experienced was immense. I am paying somebody else to watch my kid. I remember I used to think about that a lot. I should be spending more time with her. I should be the one that's comforting her and supporting her and growing her, right? Something felt so wrong about this situation, right? That was my perspective, essentially, that I had for almost the first year that we had sent her off to daycare. And just to be clear, this daycare was like, amazing. Okay. I feel like I literally hit the jackpot with this daycare, even though I was having all of these feelings that and holding this sort of perspective of it. Until one day, my daughter mooed like a cow. I'll never forget it. And I remember I went to my husband. I was like, did you teach our daughter how to moo? And he was like, no, I didn't teach her how to do that. I didn't teach her how to do that. And in an instant, literally, oh, that was a terrible snap. Ah, can't get it. In an instant, a reframe happened in my mind, right? I held a different perspective, which was maybe this daycare is actually really good for her because she's learning things that I didn't even know I could teach her. Maybe this daycare is actually the best thing for her because she has two child development specialists that are watching her and are expanding her brain and guiding her in ways that I'm not even sure I could do. And with that reframe and new perspective, everything changed. All of a sudden, the guilt was gone. The tension was gone because I believed my daughter was getting the best. So sometimes there's a triggering event like my daughter mooing, literally, and it brings about a different perspective or brings about a reframe. Or for my clients, it's simply a very intentional conversation that we have that sort of loosens up their perspective or their mindset that's no longer serving them. So today, the reframe that we're going to tackle is around competing priorities. It's this belief that your work and your life are sort of at odds with one another, right? It's the belief that in order to be really great at either one, you have to choose. We're reframing this idea that your work and your life feel at odds with one another and that it's even a problem. Because here's the thing, if you believe, like if your perspective or your view is that it's a problem, that your work and your home life are kind of competing for each other at times, or that your job takes away from you being able to be the mom that you want to be and spending time with your kids in the way that you want, if that's your perspective, then likely that's going to lead you to thinking that you have to pull back in your career. Like you can't handle this. You might have to go down to part-time. You'll have to change jobs, right? You'll have to do something to eradicate the tension between work and home because it's a problem. At the end of the day, if you are really forced to choose between your career and your kids, you would choose your kids every single time. At the end of the day, it's your family that matters most, right? I believe this is one of the reasons why so many women leave the workforce within 18 months after having the first kid, or they change jobs, or they go down to part-time, or they shift in some way to provide more flexibility for themselves and their family. Actually, statistics show that 1/3 of women make this change within 18 months, but it's not because it's what they want. It's because the tension between work and home feels like too much. It feels like they can't navigate both and they have to choose. Now look, there is a subset of women out there that after having kids, absolutely want to deprioritize work and prioritize their family. In other words, they want to be a stay-at-home mom. That's the motherhood experience that they want, or they want to work part-time. That's amazing. I love that for you if that's who you are. But studies also show that's only about 3% of women. The other percentage of women that decide to leave the workforce or pull back in their career or go part-time in some way, they do it because they feel like they have to. Work and family are just too much at odds with one another, right? That's why reframing this mindset is so important. Your work and your family are not at odds. At least you don't have to believe that. When I start this process of reframing a perspective and opening up a floodlight for my clients, I often start by asking them this question: how might that not be true? In other words, how might it not be true that your work and your family life are at odds with one another? How might they actually be working together? How might they actually be supportive of one another, in harmony with one another, right? So I want to offer to you 4 reasons why your work and your family life are actually working together. 4 kind of perspectives that you can have that show that they're not at odds with one another and you don't have to choose, okay? Number 1, let this tension that you experience between work and home, it's not actually a sign that things are wrong. It's a sign that you are going after a full life, a life where you have it all, a life where you choose to make an impact in the world through your job and experience the joy and fulfillment of being a mom, right? There's no problem there. It's just a sign of a very full life, a life where you are going to have no regrets. I remember a client of mine, Kim. When Kim and I started working together and coaching, she was really struggling with being present. Like at work, she was always thinking about her daughter, things going on with her daughter, how her daughter was feeling, her development. And then at home, she was always thinking about clients and upcoming deadlines and projects. She couldn't seem to get like her mind and her body sort of in the same place at the same time. But together, we were able to reframe. And so she stopped seeing her like lack of presence as a problem and instead decided that she was actually living exactly the life that she wanted to be living. Now, that didn't mean that she didn't want to optimize life, right? That she didn't want to make some things better and to like lessen that tension between work and home. But solutions on how to do that became infinitely easier for her when she didn't see work and home as against each other. So I remember she made some decisions to do a couple of things. She decided to have really clear ends to her workday. She started picking up her daughter a couple of times after her daycare, whatever it was, because she wasn't always the primary one that did that, but she really relished in that time. And so she decided a couple of days a week, she was going to pick up her daughter and then she was going to log back on later to kind of make up for the time that she wasn't working. And that was what was important to her. her confidence as a working mom grew. She really started to like live in this energy and this perspective of like, I'm living exactly the life I've always dreamed of. Like, isn't this amazing? And because of that, she was able to live this very full, ambitious working mom life. Reason number two that your work and your home life are not actually at odds with one another, and maybe they're even supportive of each other, is that it forces you to have focus, right? When you have two good things going on in your life and you want both to succeed simultaneously, you have to be extra focused on what matters most, right? You cannot be wasting time with commitments on things that don't really matter to you or are not really aligned with your goals or are other people's problems, right? It forces you to go all into what matters most to you and to let go of the rest, right? It like brings along clarity. If your schedule and your commitments reflect your ultimate goals of being successful and impactful at work while also being a present and connected mom, that's when you know you're leaving no room for regret, right? Some people like to think having it all is not having to make any choices between anything. Others like to think having it all is like not having everything at the same time. I like to think having it all is going all in to the things that you decide you want to go all in for. And when you go all in to some things, inevitably what that means is you're not going to go all in to other things. So when you allow the tension between work and home to be supportive of each other, it's going to force you to get even narrower on the things that matter most to you and create natural focus if you let it. So let's get into the third reason. In the last point, we're talking about focus, right? That your work and your home life aren't at odds. It actually provides a ton of focus for you, making sure you're going all into the things that matter most. Well, it also forces confident decision-making. I had a client, Shelley, just never felt like she was ever doing anything right, right? She was not giving her best to her family. She wasn't giving her all at work. She's kind of feeling like she was failing at everything. And so when we stopped and reframed this idea that work and home were not actually at odds with one another, that she was living exactly the life that she wanted to be living, right? And that there wasn't a problem here and that she didn't really have to give up either one and that she could like work in harmony with these things together. What happened is she naturally started to problem solve with a lot of confidence on how to sort of ease up the tense moments throughout the day, right? Because if there's no longer a problem, that means that there must be some way that these things work together, right? There must be some way to make it so that like the gears don't feel like they're grinding all the time. And so the natural next question emerged for us in coaching, which was, since work and home are not actually at odds with one another and you don't have to choose, what would be required in order for you to make them feel more harmonious, more in sync with each other? You actually are able to go straight into problem-solving mode when you don't see these things at odds with one another, right? What would need to happen or what would you need to do in order to bring more harmony between work and family? You can really only answer that question if you don't fundamentally see that these two things don't work together, right? You have to see that they can work in tandem together. Right? So some of the natural next steps emerged for my client, Shelley. She decided she wanted to be home for dinner every night at 6 p.m. on the dot. She was going to make it. She was not going to take work calls or do any emailing, like literally put her phone away between the hours of 6 and 8. 8 o'clock was when she put her kids to sleep. She would need to prioritize more rest time, more self-care so that she just had more capacity throughout the day. There's a whole host of meetings that she needed to start saying no to, a few projects that she needed to be taken off of. Right? When there's no problem, you can more easily problem solve for the result that you want, which is, of course, more work-life harmony, more work-life alignment, right? The last reason, the fourth reason I want to offer to you that your work and your home life are not, in fact, at odds with one another, that they maybe even are harmonious, it forces more emotional resiliency and boundaries, which is never a bad thing. You've heard me say time and time again on this podcast that the only thing that ever gets in the way, the only thing that ever, ever gets in the way of you sticking to your priorities and holding to your commitments or keeping to your boundaries is an emotion. It's a feeling like you might be disappointing someone. It's a fear of failure. It's an experience of regret or immense guilt, right? There's these emotions that get in our way. And so when you see that work and life actually work together, that they're not at odds with one another, it's going to force you to have to make some decisions around what is most important to you. And then it's going to force you also to put boundaries around those most important things, right? And increase your emotional resiliency to keep them. A willingness to not spiral in guilt, an ability to overcome fear of failure and the potential disappointment, I can't even speak, of others, right? You literally stop making so many emotion-based decisions and you feel so much more in control of how you feel today. All right, so let's recap real fast. Four reasons why work and home are not actually at odds with one another. And in fact, they might even be supportive of each other. Number one, it's actually a sign of a full life, one where you are going all in without any regrets. Number two, it forces focus on what truly matters most to you. And number three, it builds confident decision-making because you have to get clear and more focused on what matters most to you. And so you're going to have to make decisions more quickly and more decisive around the things that you're going to protect and the things that you're going to let go of, which really leads into number four, which is that it builds a lot of emotional resiliency and you get more practiced at holding boundaries and taking back control of your emotional life. I had a client on the show several months ago. She was in my Ambitious and Balanced group coaching program. Her name was Dana. Dana came to the coaching program really as a last resort. That's what she told me. I remember so specifically, she told me likely the only way that she was going to find more harmony between work and home and like not have this tension so much so she could show up as the mom she wanted to be was to go part-time, right? Which was really not what she wanted to do, really. And it would have a really big impact on her family and the finances and all the things. And so in her mind, there was so much conflict between work and home. Her only option was to quit. Can anyone else relate? I told her, look, try this first. Go through this program first. Let me teach you how to make more aligned decisions, how to stick to your boundaries, how to manage your time better, manage your emotions better. And then let's see where you're at. And I remember just like 6 or 7 weeks into our coaching together in this group, she told me she was no longer considering quitting or pulling back because she absolutely, absolutely could see a path forward where she could experience more balance, be more in control of her time and her priorities, and ultimately feel so much more joy in her life. And of course, at that point, she hadn't perfected anything 6 or 7 weeks into the program. She was still learning. She had a long way to go, but she saw this path forward that she had never seen before. And she knew it was possible for her. There are countless stories I could tell you of clients that dropped when they dropped the struggle story and really reframed work-life balance, not being at odds with one another, but really being supportive of each other. Everything shifted for them. Now, I'm not going to lie. Reframing a story like this takes time, right? It's not sort of a one-on-done coaching conversation or, you know, a conversation to have with yourself. If you've been believing a story that life and work are at odds and maybe you need to quit your job or take some time off to like figure out balance, right? Reframing this is going to take time. It's going to take a lot of repetition. It's going to take a lot of digging in, right? Which is why so much of the Ambitious and Balanced program is like focused on shifting mindset, shifting stories, because what you believe ultimately dictates the solutions that you come up with and the actions that you take, your behavior, right? And so in order to change your overworking habits, change what you're prioritizing, change what you're feeling, like on a sustainable level where it's not just good for a couple of months, but it's like good forever, in order to really do that, we actually have to dig into what's going on in your mind, your perspectives, your stories, right? It's such an important part of the process that we dig into in this program. If you're interested in joining the next cohort and talking to me about work-life balance and learning how to reprioritize yourself and your family in 3 months or less, then please book a time to connect with me to find out if you are the perfect fit for the next cohort. You can do that by going to my website and booking a time at RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com/book. There's also a link in the show notes to that. All right, working moms, reframe that your work and your home life are at odds with one another. They are not. And we're going to spend the next couple of weeks reframing some of these very key core beliefs that are likely holding you back from the working mom life that you want and you deserve. Till next week, let's get to it. If you want 2026 to be the year where you end all of the stress and exhaustion and finally take back control of your time and your energy, then this is your moment. The next Ambitious and Balanced cohort is kicking off in January 2026, and it runs through April. And this isn't just about taking back control of your time. It's about building habits that protect your energy and create more space for what truly matters, your health, your family, and your joy. Imagine closing your laptop at 5 p.m. and actually being done, or walking into your evenings without guilt or exhaustion, or having the mental space to think clearly, laugh more, and feel more like yourself. That's what this program is designed to create. And if you join before October 31st during early enrollment, you'll get three private 30-minute coaching sessions with me to use before the end of the year, so you can finish 2025 feeling grounded and step into 2026 with clarity and momentum. You could go to my website to learn more and to schedule a free call with me. That is RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com/ambitious and balanced to save your spot before October 31st. And let's make 2026 the year that you finally feel balanced, not because you're doing less, but because you're finally doing what matters most.